So we're on New Road. It's not as busy as Fringe City. This is actually during the week, but people do fly here. I'm joined by Reuben Hunter, and your show is called The Horde, which That's is right. an intriguing title for stand-up. So give us the background.
It's basically a stand-up comedy show all about how I think I'm a hoarder and all the things that I keep and collect and hold on to and all the reasons why.
Now, let's just be clear here. Do you think you're a hoarder or, come on, you are a hoarder?
I'm not a hoarder to the extent that I could be on one of those reality TV shows, but I definitely see myself and the people on those shows.
So well, I remember there's one show here called Salvage Hunters, and basically this guy goes around trying to buy stuff and do it up and sell it, and he goes to places and loads of people are saying, well, this is all up for sale now, I need to declutter, and then they don't sell anything.
That's right. It's about, the show's kind of about that, how it's so hard to let go of these things that you've kept and held on to for so long.
Yeah.
And not just physical things as well. Like, I talk about emotional things and personal stories like that.
So. I mean, that's great because that takes it a bit deeper, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And it, like, I mean, I'm no psychologist, but I go into kind of my journey and the things that I think have caused me to have this attachment to stuff or this compulsion to collect things and that kind of thing.
So do you feel that while you hoard physical things, you're not letting psychological, emotional stuff go?
Maybe. It could be something like that. I mean, in the show I talk about how my father died a few years ago and going through all his things and dealing with that kind of stuff as well. So I think it's all definitely connected.
Yeah. So how do you write your comedy?
I'm very lazy and undisciplined with my writing most of the time. But I don't know. I just try and figure out what my point of view is on things and if it's a little bit different. Talk about that, yeah.
And is the first test out of that, you know, in front of an audience?
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's just to myself or to my partner or, in conversation. But, yeah, often it's spur of the moment or if I think it'll work, try it out in front of a crowd.
Do you hoard your comedy material?
I do. That's in the show as well. I used to keep all these scraps of paper with half-formed joke ideas written on them all over the place. So, yeah, I've got a lot that I've hoarded but never used.
Do you think people are forced to hoard without even realising it in this world of social media and thousands of photos and things you can't easily delete?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's so easy to kind of build up photos and records and things like that digitally and, you know, filling up hard drives with documents and stuff or even keeping hundreds of tabs open or I've got hundreds of movies in my Netflix queue that I've saved for later but haven't got around to watching and using yet. So, yeah, it's definitely a digital hoarding.
Yeah, and I guess lots of people are going to relate to this when they come. They're going to have these secrets. Just give us a flavour of what's in your drawers and wardrobes.
I don't get out what's in my drawers on stage, not very often.
But I guess you could invite audiences to bring stuff, couldn't you?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people I've spoken to say, like, most people say they're either married to someone or have a parent who's a hoarder, and a lot of people relate to the stuff I talk about.
Yeah. What is it? Is it clothes? Is it old toys? What kind of stuff have you got?
It's all that stuff and more old clothes and photographs and some like weird things I keep or some things that I thought that were funny that I've saved. All kinds of different things. You have to come to the show to see them all.
So you've got a really well preserved and developed beard here, much better than mine. Is that hoarding too?
That started out of laziness, but I mean, you could say it's beard hoarding. I never thought of it like that.
Yeah. A couple of final questions. What are you doing 2 minutes before you're on stage?
Usually panic. Actually, no, I'm not too stressed about it. I'll welcome people on the stage and say hello and wander around, maybe get a drink. If I'm very nervous, I'll be pacing or scribbling notes down right before I go on stage. Yeah. But I'm happy with this show, so.
Yeah. And what's your invitation for people to come and see this show, Reuben?
I guess if you have an attachment with stuff, or if you feel like you're a hoarder sometimes, or you have too much stuff, or trouble getting rid of things, it's a show for you. I think everyone's got something to relate to in the show.
And listen, audience, I'm finding, and you know, I don't know Reuben very well, but the coolest shows at this Fringe seem to be the ones that are flying midweek and not at the weekend, so that bodes well. Thanks for talking to Fringe Review.
No worries, thanks for having me.